Now let's move on to our next question on today's broadcast of Answers from the Book. How can Jesus be God and the mediator to God? That is an excellent question, and one that perplexes many people. Let's start by reading the portion you were referring to in your question. 1 Timothy 2, 1-6 says, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Now, this portion shows the importance of prayer in the believer's life. Here we're told to pray for all political leaders. The main reason we should pray for our leaders is so that we might have a government that does not hinder us in our Christian beliefs and practices. The Lord wants us to pray for this peaceable life so that we can openly share the gospel with others. The Lord desires that all men become saved. We are told that we have a mediator or go-between to intercede on our behalf in our prayers, the man Christ Jesus. Why is the Lord represented to us as the man Christ Jesus in this portion? It is not that Christ is not God, but it was as the perfect man that he gave himself a ransom for us. It is true that there is only one God. However, the Lord has manifested himself to us as a triune God. He is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. Although the word Trinity is not found in the Bible, its truth is certainly taught. We have a wonderful occasion in the New Testament where God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are all manifested at one time. Let's read Matthew 3:13-17. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering saith unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. So here on the occasion of Jesus' baptism, we have the Spirit coming down upon him and the voice of the Father speaking from heaven. This is such a good portion to show the three persons of the Godhead. In reference to the Lord Jesus, we read in Colossians 2:9, For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. The Lord Jesus, God the Son, is our mediator to God the Father, as we read in 1 John 2:1. My little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. In reference to our prayers, Christ is our mediator. In reference to our sins, Christ is our advocate in heaven. In reference to our worship and praise, Christ is our high priest, as we read in Hebrews 4:15, which says, For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Here again we're brought to understand that the Lord Jesus can empathize with us in our infirmities because he walked here as a man and knows what we are going through. For Christ to be a man, he did not cease being God, so he lived a life without sin. Even now in heaven, Christ still exists as the God-man. He is 100% man and 100% God. To get a sense of the wonder of the incarnation of Christ, let's read a couple of verses from John's Gospel. John 1:1 tells us that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. We then read in John 1:14 that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. It's obvious from these verses that the Word was God and was made flesh and dwelt among us. This is speaking of Christ's birth and living in the world. To those who knew him for who he was, they could see his glory as being the only begotten Son of God. Again, in reference to the Lord Jesus, we read in 1 Timothy 3:16, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory." Jesus was God manifest or made known in the flesh, or as the man, Christ Jesus. I trust we can all better now understand the truth of 1 Timothy 2:5, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus."